What's going on, guys? Zach here, the Zach Shanky podcast. I just realized last week I did not publish three episodes. I only did two, and so for that, I'm sorry. But here we are on another week, a new week. So I'm going to be doing a couple of recordings here and shedding some light on some things that that are going on and. In life, with mindset, with all sorts of very important factors that that I've been learning. So I gotta say, one of those things, I'm still struggling to find my own place outside of my RV. And again, I'm kind of in a place of acceptance. There was a period of time, over the last few weeks of, kind of painful moments. And all it did was like make me motivated to like get an apartment and stuff like that. And again, so I went and started doing that. And again, there's a struggle there due to credit issues and things like that. And so, which is just so stupid. Like there was like, for example, there was this one apartment that I really liked actually. It's really nice and I can absolutely afford it like by a lot. And at least this guy was like asking me about my credit and like what went wrong there. And so I explained it all to him and then I gave him references and then I gave him like all my bank statements for the entire year so he can see that what my average is, that I'm not lying about my average income and all of that. And then the dude ghosted me, just like has not answered in over a week, my inquiries towards it. So I'm assuming I didn't get it. But like that kind of thing just really messes with my head, And so I ultimately what I decided to do is just find a different solution. So as a recap to the problem is I'm living under the same roof as my ex-wife, and there are a number of problems associated with that, and so I'm looking for solutions to it. So here's what I've come up with. I'm actually, because I've my first solution was okay, let me just live with my mom, and then I would have, the kids would live there every other week. But her landlord, because she rents, her landlord won't allow it because he's a douchebag. So I shouldn't say that. He's a particularly unique individual. So anyway, so that's not an option. So then I thought, okay, well, what if I lived with my mom the weeks I don't have the kids, and then I went back to the RV the weeks I do. That way, at least every other week, I don't have to deal with my ex, right? And I thought, okay, well, maybe that's a decent little solution here. But at the end of the day, it just didn't make a lot of sense. And I just don't want to live with my mom either. So here's what I've currently decided to do as a temporary solution. And I actually pulled this, oh, anyway, a friend of mine kind of gave me this idea. So what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to be staying in my office the weeks I don't have the kids. So like today is day two without the kids. So last night I was able to sleep in the office here. I'm saying it quietly because I don't know. I don't know if anyone else in here can hear me, but I enjoyed it actually. It was still very comfortable. I have a couch in my office and it's totally cool. And honestly, it was actually really nice. And part of what made it so nice is that I woke up and I was able to do stuff. Like I went to the gym and then I was able to immediately dive into some work things and trade and it was just nice to have that as a convenience. See, because when I was in Oklahoma, most of and even for at least a few months here in Wisconsin, I had my office was wherever I lived, right? I worked from home, and there are conveniences there that are fantastic compared to having a separate office that you have to drive to every day. And ultimately that has really put a damper on my overall efficacy, efficacy, or should I say efficiency, whatever. My effectiveness has gone down because of the 30-minute drive to an office. And so by focusing on my weeks without the kids, being here like all the time, oh my gosh, it's already been a huge blessing, and I'm really, really grateful for it. So anyway, that's what's going on. And so the thing that I learned though is it's something that I've known for a while, and sometimes I just forget. Oftentimes, guys, when you are facing a challenge, you have one of two options. You can resist it or you can embrace it. That's it. I don't care what the challenge is. You can either resist it or you can embrace it. And so, my challenge of living with my ex-wife, or rather, her living with me, I at first was resisting it hard because I'm like, I don't want this. This is stupid. There's a lot of frustrating situations because of it. And so I was resisting it. And so my form of acting out in resistance was to go ham on trying to find another apartment, which I ultimately knew I wasn't going to get because I've been down that road. So really all it did was make my life miserable because I just kept getting rejected again and again and again. Even though I make good money, and it's like it's just so stupid. The whole system is so broken. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So anyway, so all it did was actually make me in a worse mood, in a worse position than I started because of how frustrated I get with the situation. And so ultimately, it was dumb. And so I was resisting, and that was my way of resisting, and it made things worse. And so there came a point in time, and I was actually having a prayer, and I was talking to my Heavenly Father. And there came a point in time that I went ahead and did the whole, it's not my will, it's thy will, right? Like, obviously, getting an apartment and living outside of a not under the same roof as my ex-wife, it's not in my control at this point. And so I kind of let go of the wheel, if you will, and accepted the situation. And when I did that, I came up with this, you know, either my mom or the office solution that I just went through with you guys. So, and I'm okay with that. At least it's a good spot. And now I'm extraordinarily motivated, extraordinarily motivated to hit certain goals, financial goals, through the skill sets that I have, whether it's through business and marketing and sales, or and or trading, of course. And so primarily trading, obviously, because it's easier. Trading is so much easier than business, you guys. But I can't not do business. I was on a date the other day, and we had these question cards, and you just basically pull out a card and you ask a question and you both have to answer it or whatever. And it was fun. You know, some of the questions were a little bit awkward, but one of the questions was, what are you going to do when you retire? And she had answers that most people would probably think of. She's like, oh man, I'm going to travel, you know, I'm going to hang out on beaches. I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. And I want to do that too when I retire. Which, by the way, guys, I think I want to retire in 2 years. I want to retire when I'm 35. Just putting that out there. Anyway. I could probably retire before then, to be honest. But let's just say 35 is going to be my initial goal. But anyway, but I said, you know, I want to do that stuff too, but I don't want to just do that stuff. I don't think I can. I don't think it's in me. I can't just sit around and and quote unquote enjoy life, because that is not enjoyable for me. That's not, I am not a lifestyle entrepreneur. Lifestyle entrepreneurs are the people that they just like to go hang out on beaches all day and kind of do what they want and live a cool lifestyle without doing any kind of work. I'm not, that's not me. See, by doing that, as nice as that sounds, and don't get me wrong, I'm totally going on vacations and gonna enjoy myself, right? But as nice as that sounds, it's not fulfilling. It's just not, at least not for me. I want to continue to make a difference for individual people and for, I don't know, society as a whole. Okay? There are some really big things. There are some really big things that I intend to fix. And if I retire at 35, I will have I will have the opportunities to do so. And I already have, don't worry, guys. For those of you that are like, oh my gosh, Zach, in 2 years, what happens to Prosperity U? No. Prosperity U, Prosperity Movement, it will still be thriving and pushing strong. The difference here, though, is that I may not be running it. Okay? That's the difference. And I'm already working on figuring out a way to replace me when it comes to that stuff. But again, not the point that I'm trying to make here. So, retirement-wise, I can't just sit around. I have to be making an impact. And the credit system that society runs off of is one of those things I intend to fix. I also intend to fight against really big industries such as banks and insurance companies. I just feel like they are, it's specifically health insurance. Oh my freaking goodness, you guys. What a terrible. What a terrible system. For those of you not in the States, actually, for those of you in the States and not in the, for all of you should, in order to understand my frustration with the health insurance industry, you ought to look up a video on YouTube. Give me a second here. Let's see. Health insurance. I will tell you what to Google as soon as I find it. Okay. It's called A Terrible Guide to the Terrible Terminology of U.S. Health Insurance. Let me repeat that. A Terrible Guide to the Terrible Terminology of U.S. Health Insurance. Okay. You have to watch that. It is the perfect explanation for my feelings towards health insurance. It's so good and it's entertaining, by the way. It's not like boring. It's very entertaining, and the guy is spot on. It's insane. So like that's the kind of like that's my retirement plan. How's that? My retirement plan is to fight and also become a shark on Shark Tank. And also, of course, invest into businesses and stuff like that. I kind of view that as that's going to be like my hobby. But anyway, the point is right now I've kind of come to terms with my situation, which is a glorious feeling. It relieves a lot of stress, actually. And I have a plan, and I'm just going to trade intelligently and at the same time a little bit more than I have been in order to more quickly just buy a place outright with cash. Like no mortgages, no nothing. I'm just gonna get the money and I'm gonna pay for something. No credit necessary. I'm just gonna pay it all. So anyway, that's kind of my plan and where I'm going with it. So guys, you're awesome. Thank you for listening. Really do appreciate you guys. And yeah, I hope these little tidbits help you out. If you ever face a problem, remember you can resist it or you can embrace it. And in my experience, most of the time, if you embrace these issues and these challenges, you tend to find solutions better and you tend to just kind of have less stress with it. So there you go, guys. Thank you so much. Talk to you later.